I'm Ted O'Farrell, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. There is something tremendous about hearing a personal testimony of someone coming to Jesus Christ. They discover who He is and all that He has done and is doing. They turn from their sins and turn to Jesus as their Savior and Lord and place their trust and faith in Him. They become saved, changed, a new creation, and a child of God. The book of Acts speaks about the beginning of the church and the testimony of the apostles and followers of Christ. Even Luke, the writer of Acts, gives testimony. He writes, "In my former book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and to teach until the day He was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles He had chosen." Acts chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. The former book that he is referring to is the Gospel of Luke. He reminds Theophilus about what he wrote. What did Luke write about? He said he wrote about all that Jesus began to do and what Jesus taught. Luke tried to include everything until Jesus ascended into heaven. Luke also shares that he gave instructions to the apostles from the Holy Spirit. The Acts of the Apostles is a written testimony regarding the coming of the Holy Spirit. It is a written account of how the Holy Spirit was poured out upon the early church. The good news of Jesus Christ exploded upon the disciples as they obeyed the Lord Jesus. They waited in the upper room, they prayed and worshiped. What happened? The Holy Spirit came. Luke was eager to write this account. He wanted Theophilus to know all about Jesus and God's movement upon and through His people. Are we willing to tell others about Jesus? Are we eager to write down all that Jesus has done for us, giving a written account so that a brother or sister in the Lord will see our testimony? They will see Christ at work in and through our life. Christ's working will cause them to rejoice, cause them to trust God more, cause them to testify of His amazing power. Luke described Jesus as the Savior who came to seek and to save the lost, Luke 19:10. His coming was no accident. It was God's purpose and plan. The Apostle Paul told the Galatian believers, "Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for our sins to rescue us from the present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen." It was God's will. It was God's plan. God gave Jesus, and Jesus gave Himself willing for our sins to rescue us. Luke describes this in his first book, and now in his second book, he describes how the gospel explodes through the work and outpouring of the Holy Spirit. When a lost person is found, they come to believe in Christ. God does a new, amazing, life-changing work in their life. Has Christ done a life-changing work in your life? Have you come to be found by Him? Have you placed your faith in Him as Savior and Lord? Have you allowed His Holy Spirit to fill you, pouring into your life all the character of Christ? Why not ask the Lord today to fill you afresh with His Spirit? Why not take time to give your testimony to someone who needs to hear how God has changed your life? Why not look forward with anticipation of what God is going to do as you wait and meet with Him? Lord Jesus, thank You for the testimony of Your church and of the written record, the Word of God. We thank You that it is active and living, and that Jesus offers new life to all who put their belief and trust in Him. Help us to share You as our testimony of what You are doing so that others may believe. In Jesus' name, amen. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.